now.
Okay.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Sunday, August 15th.
2010. Why do I feel echoey? Okay.
Is that better?
That sounds okay. Better.
Always forget I have to mute that computer before we start.
I know. Well, normally on Sundays, Ricky's the one that gets here at 10 minutes till 3. Today, it was
you, me, Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford that got here, excuse me, at 10 minutes till 3. But we had a very special
moment.
Errand to run. Connor had to go pick up his iPhone.
Oh, yay.
So he's officially drank the Kool-Aid now. And he was playing with the phone the entire way home.
Well, you know what's going to happen. You're never, ever going to talk to each other ever again.
He only hit like 2 or 3 curbs.
He was driving.
Sitting through green lights.
Sitting through green lights?
Well, I have to say, honey, it's green.
Okay. So now he understands us.
Yes.
And how we feel.
He will. He will.
It gets better with time.
I know. We made a quick trip through Burger King.
Sorry,
on the way home because we hadn't had lunch.
Mm-hmm.
The girl working the drive-through,
Sharquesha?
Taquita.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
Her name was not Taquita.
Her name was Taquita.
How was it spelled? You have it in your phone.
I put it in my. It was that good. I put it in my. T E Q U I T A.
Oh, it's like taquito, but Taquita.
Uh huh. Taquita. Oh, okay.
Maybe it's Taquita.
It could be Taquita. I'm not sure. Does that complete your order? Welcome to King Burger, where you can get it your way, but don't get crazy.
Security. That came out yesterday at the pool party. We were all
doing that. Lord. You know, me and Connor decided to watch a movie last night, so he grabbed one off of your shelf in there. It was Dirty Love.
Is that fucking funny?
We had never.
Oh,
neither one of us had ever seen it. We were both laughing our asses off.
Smack my bass.
Yeah.
Smack my bass.
Smack my fucking bass. Oh my god! And when she's in the tub,
and that ain't mud in your bed,
and farts, and the fucking bubbles blow out back.
Wasn't that movie funny?
That was very funny.
I mean, it wasn't very popular, but...
No, because I'd never heard of it.
Oh, my God. I got it at Blockbuster, and Samantha and I watched it, and we died laughing, so I had to go buy it. Yeah, it was like set on sale at Target for like $4.99.
It was funny. And what made me think of that was Bon Quiqui. Carmen Electra played a very Bon Quiqui-esque character.
She did. In the-
You ain't got to be all running, driving, walking fast and shit. You do know you're white, right?
Right. The part that was so ridiculous is the part where she was on her period in the supermarket. I'm like, really?
I know. Is that a mattress?
Right. I just want to buy fucking one. She knocks over the fucking head with a pound of fucking pads.
Ultra size maxi pads.
Because that's all the money she had for.
Poor thing.
I like when she's riding the couch. She's like, when she's all she's on X. Yeah.
Yes.
It was funny. I guess Melissa can't decide if she wants in or out of the room.
Well, maybe she wants in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. In and out.
Dirty. Hey, Steve in the UK.
Steve the Uck.
Glazed donut.
Could that be Miss Wes?
Yeah, I'm sure it's Miss Wes. I heard she didn't even get glazed on her birthday.
So I heard your mama was caulking today.
Caulking, yeah. Fucking, I was on the elliptical and trying to do that shit, okay? And I didn't even notice it until I got the email, and I'm like, fuck!
What, me commenting on
you? Yeah. I'm like, god damn it, if anybody sees me make a mistake, it's goddamn Julian.
Of course, I'm like, well, tell her she can do my tub
while she's caulking. Well, at first I was like, when I read it, I was like, oh no, he is not talking about the bathtub being dirty. I was like, let me get up on here, because I didn't know what I said. And I was like, oh no, he's not making some comment. And then I saw it, and I was like, God damn it. Caulking. I didn't even spell it right.
No.
Whatever.
C-A-L-K-I-N-G.
Mama hasn't called.
No?
No, and she was out of the country for a week.
So she didn't call last week.
No, she did not.
I'm shocked. Well, maybe I can't talk today. maybe Mama's having her nap.
Maybe. Hey, Turnip Head.
Hey, Turnip Head.
I haven't seen you in here in a long time.
I know.
Hey.
Glad you could join us.
I still have that picture of him in his underwear. Well, it's really not in his underwear, but it's the hole that he had in his shorts. Do you remember that? And I was like, let me take a picture of that. It's against the rules to use a smartphone on the equipment at the gym. No, it's not. Not at my gym. Mm. Because everybody's over the age of 73 and they don't know what the fuck a smartphone is.
And Ricky would never join a gym where he wouldn't be allowed to use his phone.
Right. You're not supposed to use your phone in the gym. There's a sign that says, do not use cell phones in the locker room.
Right.
But I do it anyway.
Oh, well, of course you do.
I'm not going to take a picture of anybody or anything, but...
Because they're 112?
Well, you know, I would probably take that picture for Bjorn, because, I mean, he would be into that.
I know, right? He's only 60. I mean, 160.
Oh, funny. Yeah. Wow, we got a good amount of people in our room today.
We do. They all showed up at once.
Shoo.
To hear this, our little show.
Jimmy Bear, how long have you been listening to our show? If this is the first time in the chat room, have you been listening for a while? And let's see. Well, you want to go over who's in the room?
Sure. We got Turnip Head.
We got Drew.
Drusilla Blow Me.
Which Drew is that? Do you know?
Drew Reggie?
I don't know. I doubt it. He's never up in this room.
I know. He don't love us
if
no more.
If he is, I'll die.
He doesn't love us no more. He started with us, but now he's on to pod fucking everybody else. What the hell was that?
The mama just called.
The horn blows when mama calls?
The horn blows when mama calls. Oh, it's Drew in Colorado?
Well, welcome, Drew in Colorado.
Welcome, Drew in Colorado. Oh, do you know our friend Lou? He moved there.
If you don't, I'm sure
you will be.
You will. Sooner or later.
Especially if you're a big white boy.
Yeah.
We have Glazed Donut.
Oh. Hieronymus.
Jimmy Bear.
Mibbops.
MTAMS 0707.
Hello, Nessa.
Aw, Nessa. We have Not.
Q Sledge.
Stephen the Uck, okay, 3.
And
that's weird.
Veritable Virgo.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome. Welcome here on a little Sunday.
On our little show.
So, anyway, what we got to talk about?
What we got to talk about?
Ginger Bear.
We've had a few things on your list, right?
Well, I have a few things on my list.
Okay. I want to talk about how proud I am of myself.
Oh, wait. You're not going to beg for money or talk about weight loss, are you?
It's not time for that yet.
Okay. Well, just let me know.
We still have about 55 minutes.
Let me know when we get to
that. I will.
Okay.
Okay. So, I am so proud of myself on Friday night.
You spit instead of swallowed?
No. I came home at 5 o'clock in the morning and did not wake up Julian or Connor. I was shocked.
Well, I think the reason you didn't wake up Connor is because he had taken two of your sleep twos.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So he was like very much out that night.
That's funny.
And me, I always sleep like a...
Like a what?
Corpse. Sorry, Bjorn.
Poor Bjorn. Hey, he's getting a taste of his medication. Fuck.
Well, we are talking about
about old people.
Geriatrics,
yeah,
here.
So we'll say medication. He's getting a taste of his own medication.
Although last night, you did come home go to the bathroom, and then when you walked out, I apparently stepped on Finbar or something.
I did, because by accident. I was like, oh, thank God the light's on. Because I saw your light, and I was like, oh, good, I didn't wake him up.
Nah, we were watching HDTV or something, because I was about to fall asleep.
And then that scared the shit out of you?
Yeah, I had a headache all afternoon, yesterday, all the way until I went to bed. So I was
out of
commission all day.
You just need to cut your head off. It's just, I mean...
I know. Well, I'm scheduled for an MRI Tuesday.
Are you nervous?
No, not
Is that
really.
Where they stick you in that tube thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to pretend to have a really bad anxiety
attack.
Attack. So that they can give you, like, some awesome medicine.
I need Xanax!
Lots of Xanax! It's the only thing that works, and I need a shot.
Of Jaeger.
Ricky likes him some glazed donut, according to Grindr.
Mm.
No, I don't. I don't do all that up on that.
No, you just meet odd people at the Starbucks and have them follow you home.
That was not on purpose.
Well, okay. And they follow you home stalkingly.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like that at all. I was pissed.
Angry! Angry with Grindr stalking.
Oh, they put like ink and stuff in your body. I didn't know that. For an MRI?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's contrast material. And the doctor ordered mine with contrast, so they'll be...
Oh. So what color does it turn your blood?
I have no idea. I guess I'll find out Tuesday.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
That's all right. I'll pop a Zanny before I go.
Ask for prints of your MRI for your Christmas cards.
It's of my brain, so you probably won't see anything.
Oh, it's not your whole body. It's just the brain.
That's it. Yes. Oh.
Is that what do they do MRIs on your whole body too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They can do it any part.
I've never done it, so I don't know what it's all about. But I have done a barium swallow before. Don't go there. Go nasty. Because when I was heavier, I may have talked about this, but when I was heavier, I was having really bad acid reflux problems.
Right.
And it was to the point of where it was waking me up and I couldn't go to sleep and I couldn't go to work. So I had to go do this barium swallow, have you ever done one?
No, but I've heard people describe it.
Oh, my God. It's the worst thing ever. They give you this cup of, like, basically watered clay that's, imagine, liquid Imodium.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of chalky, but, like, super thick, like, oatmeal.
Nice.
And so they have you strapped onto this board.
Is this Big Fatty's apartment?
No, it's not. And then you have to swallow the stuff. Well, first you take this effervescence tablet and you have to swallow it.
Mm.
And it expands your stomach like huge. I mean, you can see your stomach go. And you cannot belch. If you belch, you have to start the whole thing over again.
Nice.
So you swallow this crap in different positions, and then they take an x-ray, and then they do this, and they do that. And then at one point, they have you land flat on your back, but you're like at an angle, but your head's down.
Right.
So you have to suck that shit through a straw and try to swallow it. And he's like, you have to take 3 big gulps. And I was like, I took the big gulp, and I was like... And he goes, no, you can't do that. Don't throw up, because if you throw up, we'll have to start over. And I took the second one. I was like, because I swallowed so much of it, it makes you feel full.
Ew.
And then at the very end, you have to swallow the barium, and they watch it go down.
Mm.
But it was disgusting, and thank God all that problem's all solved now that I've lost this. Oh, I talked about weight loss.
Damn. Fuck. We just can't get through an episode.
Damn it.
Without
what the hell?
Begging for money or weight loss.
Well, we got the weight loss part out of the way, I guess, for the first 30 minutes. So I don't know how I got onto that subject, really, but...
MRI.
And
yesterday, and...
Yeah.
See, there was a logical path to where we're at.
That's good, because usually there isn't. Just saying. So what else we got going on?
Oh goodness. Well, let's see. you had to go.
Hear that? You hear that?
You have
show notes.
You have coupon? Oh. Well, you, Ricky had to take a trip to the laundromat twice this week.
Oh.
And why, you ask? Because his...
And why, you ask?
And his little dog, Finbar, decided that the best spot for him to take a piss in the house was on the corner of my bed.
On the comforter.
On my comforter.
The same spot. Yes, we're talking about you. Go
twice
fucking lay down.
Twice in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. I was pissed. I was mad. And I was even more mad because I had to go to the laundromat, and we know what kind of client... Well, I don't know about other places, but I know the kind of clientele.
I could say with pretty much certainty that the clientele at any laundromat is the same clientele there are here.
You think so?
Yes.
Well...
WT.
Or gangsters.
Yeah.
Or people that will cut you. I took a sandwich in there the second day that I went. I went to Publix because I had to get quarters. And I took a sandwich in there, and I don't know if the guy was homeless or what was going on with him, but he sure was looking at my sandwich. And I was like, bitch, don't even think about it. I'm pissed. I just got done working out. I'm sweaty, and I'm fucking hungry.
And you're having to wash my comforter because right. Your dog decided to take a big piss on it.
Not so big the second time.
Not so, but the first time was.
Laundromat clientele is Big Fatty's gentleman callers. Ooh. Poor Big Fatty. Finbar made prezzies on Julian's comforter.
Yeah, well, the next time he does it, he's going to be...
There won't be a next time.
He's going to be making prezzies for many people buying teriyaki chicken at Shanghai Express.
Teriyaki chicken. All right, let's see here. I went to a pool party yesterday.
You did.
And people, I think, were upset because I didn't get drunk enough to be tweeting drunk, crazy stuff.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Because people were looking forward to me reading drunky tweets and texts from you.
And I'm sorry. It just couldn't.
And
I didn't,
no, we got nothing from you. Nothing.
Because I did not drink enough to actually get drunk because I was just.
And plus, we didn't expect you to be home last night, and then you come in at what, like 12:15 or so?
Yeah, I was early. I, last weekend, being sick after, you know, drinking, I was kind of like, oh, I can't do this. And then Friday, I went out and I was drinking. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been drinking a lot lately.
I noticed.
Not like alcoholic, crazy drinking.
And
but
you didn't get dirty at the pool party?
No, I didn't.
Did anybody get dirty at the pool party?
Oh, there was a bunch of dirty. Especially when it goes, you know, starts to get dusk. And the movie's playing. You know,
Wait, what movie?
We watched two movies.
Okay.
Girls Will Be Girls, which I have never seen it, and that shit is funny as hell.
Okay.
And the other one was 9 to 5. I'd never seen that movie either.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they were dirty movies.
No, I'm sure they have plenty of those, and I'm sure they have played them, but no. But, yeah, just ate and swam, and I had enough to drink, but I just didn't overdo it.
Swallowed some bear EM.
Bear EM. I've been drinking too much, and I couldn't get into it last night.
Hmm. Fair enough.
And it was sunny, and I was kind of tanning.
Ugh, please, you're not tanning.
No, I've never seen 9 to 5, and about everyone in the pool about got up and slapped me. Greens and tuna. Ugh. But Girls Will Be Girls. Have you ever seen that?
Never heard of it.
It's pretty funny. I'm sure we can get it on Netflix. It's drag queens.
Oh, God.
But it's really funny, actually. So, yeah, the pool party, and I had fun. And thanks to Derek, Steve, and Mark. It was Mark's birthday. So happy birthday. His Monday's on Monday.
Well, happy birthday, person I don't know.
Happy birthday, person I don't know. There were like 30 people there.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was a good turnout. And they had some awesome fucking cake. I guess one of the guys there is like a baker. Mm-hmm. He works somewhere and does a bunch of baking. And he made this cake. It was so fucking good. It had like chocolate ganache in the middle of it. It was awesome.
Well, I know you do like a nice cake.
But I had a very, very thin piece. Like, actually, it was so thin that I finished before everyone else. And then Derek was like, are you abstaining from the cake? I'm like, no, I had some, but I could probably eat that whole fucking cake over there if I wanted to. Because they order like Chili's appetizers for food, and then they ordered pizza. I mean, it was a big old shindig, and then they had all alcohol-free.
I think we discussed this at the last, when you went to the last pool party, but I would expect any party with bears to have good food.
Yes, of course, always. Or
plenty of it, at least. Right.
And Derek was like, I can't believe how much food was eaten this time.
They were hungry.
Real fucking hungry. Okay, so...
For your ass.
Okay.
Bend over, ginger bear.
Meh. Not a ginger bear. You want to do some phone calls and emails?
Okay.
We're like at 3:20. We got 10 minutes left on this side.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do an email first because we've had a couple of good emails.
I know. I had some too.
We have an email, which you got this one.
I did.
From Crone Haven. Do you want to read it?
No, you can read it.
Okay. Hi, guys. I wish you would encourage listeners to... Wait. We need to play the... Whatever.
Ginger Bear, you're fucking it up again.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Burger King, where you can get it your way, but don't get crazy.
Good one, Bon Kui Kui.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. I wish you encourage listeners to let the one-star review stay. Having talked about its content for 2+ podcasts, it seems to me that you would leave it so that people could refer to it and judge its content for themselves in future years. The podcast it is based on are available for people to download. People can judge the validity of the criticism for themselves. Even with that 1-star review, you guys average out with a 5-star rating, and I see you made the iTunes Personal Journal's What's Hot list again, just below This American Life and NPR Radio Diaries. Awesome, guys. I only started listening to podcasts last year. I started with Foul Monkeys, and I can't seem to break the habit. Keep the podcast coming. Crone Haven.
Well,
I guess he does have a point.
Yeah.
But it's just mean in nature. It's not like a critique.
It's not a... I don't think it's a valid point, at least as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And I think it was... I don't really understand their reasoning behind it, but I don't think it's a fair critique of our show.
Right.
If somebody said, oh, well, they get too nasty, or, you know, they talk about things that make me uncomfortable, or they're boring, or, you know, I mean, fair enough. But to say, oh, all they talk about is weight loss and begging for money, which is utter bullshit.
And said that we fight with other podcasters, which is total bullshit.
Every point they brought up was utter bullshit. And it's not a fair critique.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But whatever. I mean, we're not like... I mean, it's just stupid what they put in there, but I mean... He is right. We still have 5 stars, and we are usually at the top of the list and all that crap. So
that's all right. They're just jealous.
Right. They got a hard on for us.
That they're not us.
They're not us, or they're not Joan. Which one?
Nobody can be Joan.
Not even you could be the real Joan.
I know.
Tina, bring me the X.
You're a good second, though.
Yeah, well.
Okay, we have another email from...
Not said. Two old fags sweating over their ratings.
Nep next, dogs and cats. Oh, we've already been there. Up next, weather.
And after that...
Begging for money.
Asper cream.
Sorry, Bjorn.
Oh, good one.
Thank you. High five that shit. All right, the next one is from Chuck Chapman. Dearest Ginger Bear and Albino... You don't know me well. I've written a couple times and left a small, quiet, meaningless review on iTunes for you to view, or for you a few months ago. I hate reading all the time. I wish you would read sometimes. Anyway, but I'm a huge fan and a faithful listener. I love both of you. I was listening to your latest download today and had to stop immediately after you read S.S. Agate's terrible review. I was disgusted. I'm all up in arms and had to stop working immediately to revise my iTunes review for you. Please go and take a look. It's under Chuck Chapman. I'm not sure if it will show up as a new review or not, considering I revised an existing review. Which, we have to read his review, but in the next one, because it's like 3 pages long.
Really? Wow.
It's really long, but it's awesome.
I haven't read his updated one.
I hope you are both well, and don't take anything that moron says seriously. Ricky, congratulations on the weight loss. I myself also have a weight, okay, mostly self-image issue, and know how hard it is to work towards bettering the situation.
If you keep fucking up, I'm going to batter you.
I think maybe I just need to put my mic this way so I can read it. There, let's try this. I'm proud of you, and you've inspired me to start taking better care of myself, and I'm proud to say that I've lost 15 pounds now and feel better than I have in years. I'm starting culinary school in a couple months. At 35 years old, I know it's scary, and need strong role models like yourself to keep it up, or I will look like that fat chef who I can't stand before too long. Chef Paul or something like that. I do not want to end my life washing myself with a rag on a stick. And you've given me the kick in the ass I needed, and thank you for it. Julian, stay white, brother. Your voice sends shivers down my spine in a good way, and a very good way. Love to both of you, and Connor and the dogs, and that poor cat that Julian hates so much, Chuck Chapman.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I always like hearing that people love my voice.
Chuck's in the room, actually.
And Chuck is in the room, as a matter of fact.
Thank you very much for saying those kind words, and I'm glad that, you know, you've lost your first 15 pounds, and hopefully you can keep at it. And
hey, anything's a start. And
if I'm telling you right now, if I, probably the most laziest person in the world, no, I wouldn't say the laziest, but
I would, but go ahead.
The most sedentary person that I could just sit around and do nothing. If I can get up and do it, anybody can do it. I mean, really.
I know.
And of course, I don't know what his beginning weight is. He's you know what? Chuck is probably like 140 and he thinks he's fat, so he needs to lose 35 pounds.
Quarter ounce of fat on my ass.
I'm just joking with you, Chuck. We just like to make fun of people like that.
My voice doesn't sound good today to me.
Is it your throat hurting or something?
No, it's not hurting. It's just like I can't clear my throat and get a good broadcasting voice.
Do you have like a coating of penicillin in your throat or something?
No.
No?
It didn't. Never mind.
Chuck weighs 190. How tall are you, Chuck? Oh, 5'3". Well, yeah, you could. That would be considered, I guess, big. 5'3". How tall are you, Julian? 5'5"?
5'8".
Oh, you're 5'. Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I just look short.
I guess us 6 foot people can't tell.
I just look short next to Connor.
Everybody looks short next to Connor. Everybody looks up like, hey, Connor.
Yeah.
All right, let's play a phone call. Thanks for emailing us. We appreciate it. And, you know, leave us awesome reviews. We love it. And, yeah.
I believe Chuck is what they call a pocket gay.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Did you all hear that? I got like 10 text messages in a row.
In 10 years, they'll all be coming in his size. Well, that didn't sound good. Mm-hmm.
Question for Julian. For the record, what is your t-shirt size?
Either a medium or small or medium, depending on where it comes from.
Right. American Eagle?
It depends on their
Express.
Express would be probably a medium.
I would think so too, since their sizes are unrealistic.
But believe it or not, like that picture of me and John you saw last week, we were both wearing extra small from American Eagle. Yeah.
Yeah, when I saw that picture, I was like, oh my God, look at you two. It's crazy. You know what? Did I play the intro?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
Because it was brought to you by Burger King.
No, did I play the intro to the show?
Yes. It was the Diva one.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, I don't remember that shit.
You're blacking out. You have amnesia.
All right, here we go. First call.
Foul Monkeys, this is Nathan from South Dakota. I just wanted to call you guys because I've never called before. And I don't know. yeah, I'm kind of nervous. I'm walking around this lovely city of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and it is hot as shit. The brown people outside are getting browner as we speak.
Didn't we play this last show?
I don't think so.
Ricky, me and you seriously need to hook up because I think you're the sexiest guy.
Did I?
Oh, and this is an idea for the show. How come you guys don't put Connor in? You know, like, have him sit down and talk to you guys. That'd be really cool. Like, really. Oh, yeah. Hi, Julian. I forgot about you. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, you guys should totally put Connor in on that. That would be so cool. Ricky, call me. Bye.
to answer his one question,
mm-hmm.
and this will probably make sense to long-time listeners of the show,
mm-hmm.
Ricky has instituted a no boyfriends
policy
on the show because of what we will call the Herb fiasco.
Yes, the Herb fiasco, which is awful. And if you go back and listen to old shows, you'll hear all about it.
Yeah, so that just kind of cuts down on things that occur to our listeners that really doesn't need to involve the listeners.
Not Herb. Herb.
Yeah. We're at 31 minutes on this, so you want to cut off our first half here?
Yes, I guess I'll do that. That went by fast. All right, give us a call, 206-984-3685, or text message or call 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Don't forget to visit Julian's wish list. And his 28th birthday is coming up on August 31st. And we, on the next show, we actually have more stuff to talk about. That's about right. His birthday. Is that begging for money?
Kinda.
Okay.
You can follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
You can follow me on Twitter by following Foul Monkeys, and you can follow me on Facebook by looking for Ricky Burton.
All right. And that completes our first half hour for this evening.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're done.
And this is Julian.
And this is Ricky.
Peace.